The House wasn't enough, now it's the Senate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. It's round two for Ben Bernanke. As we speak, the Fed chair is being grilled by the Senate Banking Committee. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the news coming out of this hearing so far?
Well, one of the things I found most interesting was a moment where the Fed's role as consumer watchdog came up. The Fed really has two main functions as mandated by Congress, to keep prices stable and keep people employed. But today, Bernanke suggested that Congress could add consumer protection to that mandate, which would be a significant change.
Why does he want that?
Well, as you know, the Obama administration has proposed creating a new regulator to oversee consumer financial products like mortgages and credit cards. And the Fed's been pretty territorial about some of those same areas. There's been a lot of criticism that the Fed failed to protect consumers. And today, Bernanke admitted that the Fed had made some mistakes in the past, but defended its recent efforts to protect consumers.
One of the things we want to hear is, he's got to sound competent and reassuring so that we can all have confidence that his job is safe and that he is going to come back.
That's Joshua Shapiro, who's an economist, commenting on Bernanke's efforts to convince Congress that he's got things under control.
Yes. And what about the economy, Amy? Any more tea leaves on that today?
No, not really. He read the same prepared testimony that he gave yesterday before the House Financial Services Committee. The gist is that stimulus spending and actions by the Fed have worked somewhat to start healing the economy, but the recovery will be slow and unemployment could stay high for some time.
Okay. Marketplace's Amy Scott. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Right. That's the news on our central banker. Now, another minute or so on banks, if I could, because four times a year they tell us whether they're making money, and that's happening. Last week, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase said they made billions last quarter. But this morning, Morgan Stanley said it lost a billion, and Wells Fargo said it made billions, but it saw a surge in bad loans. So what does all this add up to? Karen Shaw-Petru is banking analyst at Federal Financial Analytics. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please tell me how to feel about the American banking system this morning.
Better, but not good.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, as a taxpayer, how much closer or farther are these banks from paying me back?
Well, some have already paid the government back. The very biggest or best of the banks put $70 billion back into the TARP a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them still are sitting on lots of money guaranteed by the FDIC and many other forms of government assistance. So we're not out of this yet, and it's going to be a while before the big banks, let alone some of the weaker regional ones, can fully get out of the government support network we've got in place right now.
And how about for the individual? If you are someone who just has a 401k and wants everything to be all right, how are you feeling?
Again, I think better, but not good. Certainly, it feels a lot better to open the envelope and not pale to the essence of one's soul. I mean, things are stabilized a little bit because we are, I think, off the cliff, the edge of the precipice the market was at the beginning of the year. All of the government efforts have stabilized the financial system, and that is beginning to put in place an economic recovery. But we've still got a lot of significant issues, unemployment, foreclosures, commercial real estate, and we are far from out of the woods.
Karen Shaw-Petru at Federal Financial Analytics. Thanks.
Thank you.
On Wall Street, the S&P 500 is flat, the NASDAQ is up modestly, the Dow is down 15 points at 8,900. European markets rose slightly and Asian markets were mixed. The year's biggest IPO got underway in China. A state-owned Chinese construction company is trying to raise about $7 billion. That's the world's biggest public offering since Visa raised $18 billion way back in 2008. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from Shanghai.
China State Construction Engineering Corporation doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but this company built China's tallest skyscraper and that futuristic swimming center at the Beijing Olympics, the Water Cube. Zhou Liang is with Thomson Reuters Advisory. He thinks this mega IPO reflects China's bounce back from the recession.
The confidence of the investors increased in the past several months with the recovery of the China economy.
Chinese investors are dying for new stocks to buy. Last fall, when markets tanked, regulators said no new offerings. But this year, the market's up 75%. So the authorities decided, game on.
It is a suitable time to resume IPO and make the market increase smoothly.
China State Construction is the country's biggest home builder, so it's also enjoying the fruits of loose credit under China's $600 billion stimulus. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
American Public Media presents After the Bell, a weekly podcast that makes sense of the week in business and the economy, available at marketplace.org.
Millions of chocolate addicts in Britain can now indulge their craving with a somewhat clearer conscience. One of that country's biggest candy makers, Cadbury, has launched a fair trade chocolate bar. And from London, Stephen Beard has our story.
Cadbury's Dairy Milk is the UK's top-selling candy bar. The company shifts around 300 million of them a year. From today, consumers who buy one may experience an unusual sensation that they're doing something virtuous. They still may be putting on weight, but they're also helping some struggling cocoa farmers in Ghana. Barbara Crowther is with the Fair Trade Foundation. She says every bar of dairy milk now sold in Britain will come from farmers who are protected by the fair trade deal.
Whatever happens in the market, they'll either get the market price, or if the market price dips, they'll get the fair trade minimum price, making sure they get a decent return on their cocoa.
Cadbury says the new dairy milk bar in Britain won't cost any more. The company is now considering whether to roll out the same fair trade product in the United States. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, this is Bill Radke. A lackluster morning so far on Wall Street, with the Dow down 14 points at 8,902. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.